The Money Podcast with your hosts, Justin Harrison and David Bester. Money, 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 money. Let's talk about money.
In this episode, we are talking about your financial health and your physical health and how these two opposing forces can work against each other. The Dalai Lama was once asked what surprises him most about humanity, and he answered, "Man, because man sacrifices his health in order to make money and then has to sacrifice his money to recuperate his health." And these are the two opposing forces we face while working our butts off to succeed, to pay the bills and to maintain some semblance of order while superficially investing in our health by going to the gym and taking our vitamins. So Justin, the question is, how do we balance our health and wealth to maintain a happy and long life that ensures we both have money and health to live?
Honestly, I feel like a total hypocrite for even answering this question, because while I know the answer with certainty, in practice, it's something I'm always trying to achieve and something I personally have to work exceptionally hard on. Fortunately for me, though, I've had great mentors and examples, and I've come to understand that the two easiest ways to accomplish balance is, firstly, to live below your means. The more pressure you put on yourself financially, the more your health will suffer. And so the key to a long and happy life financially and in terms of your health is not to put that pressure on yourself in the first place. Secondly, health is about more than just taking your vitamins and going to the gym. It's about your mental state. It's about love, family, friendship, and community. And the biggest part of your health is from within.
The point about living below your means to eradicate stress is probably one of the most undervalued pieces of advice ever given. Yet so few people actually practice this. The question is why, and how can people change their mindset to practice this?
The problem is that we live in a materialistic society where we place value on the suit a person is wearing rather than in the person wearing the suit. We are conditioned to measure everything around us by some form of tangible measurement. If we see someone driving a fancy car, we assume they are successful, well-balanced, and happy. When in fact, in many cases, that person is actually a narcissistic, egocentric psychopath who has never truly known what success or happiness is. You don't have to make a choice between wealth and happiness either. You can have both. But if you measure your wealth without true inner happiness, you will never truly be free. And once you understand this, that's when you can let go of your material measure of success. The best way for me to truly explain this is to put a picture in your mind. If one person earns $20,000 a month and it costs them $5,000 to live, over the long term, they're going to be infinitely happier and infinitely more successful than a person who earns $100,000 and it costs them $120,000 a month to live. It's never about how much you make. It's about choosing to live within your means and to eradicate the stress so that you can find true inner happiness.
Let's talk about the health aspect for a second. I think it's safe to say we all want to live a better and happier life with lots of exercise, healthy foods, and rainbows at the end of every day. But how does a single mother working two jobs or the person struggling to pay his bills at the end of every month even begin to focus on their health? How do they even prioritize the time to find balance?
It's hard. It's insanely hard. But you know what's even harder? Falling ill, losing your health, and becoming so sick that you cannot even earn, that you cannot succeed, and that you cannot change your circumstances. You have one life, one body, and you have no other choice. You have to find the time to eat healthy, to sleep, and to take time out for yourself, because if you don't, you are committing suicide.
I am a big believer in balance, daily exercise, and eating healthy, and I am motivated by the feeling I get from being healthy and having balance, but nobody wakes up and suddenly wants balance. What are some of the practical tips you can share to get people to start taking their health seriously now?
I often tell people that most of my surfer mates work so that they can surf. In fact, they work just enough so they can surf a lot. I am on the other end of the spectrum. I surf and do a lot of other sports so I can stay healthy so that I can work. I found that motivating myself to do a sport as part of my balance is what drives my success. So my advice is to find your why and then to make that a focal point. And just like every other big challenge in life, you need to start with the small lifestyle changes. And eventually, these changes will become who you are.
Hopefully this episode has inspired you to think about health and money as one and not as separate elements. So go find yourself some balance. If you are interested in money, financial freedom, and being surrounded by like-minded people, check out our free courses on our website, www.globalmoneyacademy.com. You can also catch us daily on our YouTube channel. Just head over to YouTube and search for Global Money Academy.
You've been listening to the Money Podcast. To get access to our future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast via your podcast app. And be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Global Money Academy.